it's us again.
Yeah, we're back. Here. Man, last night, fucking damn, that show.
That was a fun show. Well, man, it was like we were only 10 or 15 minutes in and you were already talking about your balls.
I know.
So it just went spiraling downhill.
I don't know how it happened.
I know how it happened.
I just, you know, depending on how the show starts, you know what I mean? Fucking, I'll get into it quick. It might take me a little while to warm up sometimes, but other times I'll just fucking just go right off the bottom, just right into it. But.
Did you see that? Because remember how we were talking about, like, on the show about, like, the people that lick the insides of the ice cream containers?
Yeah.
And how you should like, take their toothbrush and, like, rub it all up in your ass and stuff?
Yeah.
And then somebody commented on the YouTube show, like, somebody actually did do something like that. Except it was, like, bad guys doing it to innocent people.
Damn.
So it was kind of like, apparently, I don't know the exact case, but apparently somebody broke into these people's house while they were gone and took some pictures on their camera of himself basically sticking the woman's toothbrush up his butt.
Damn.
They didn't know because they didn't get the pictures developed until later. They didn't look at the pictures until later.
Fuck.
So I'm like, well, that makes me never want to brush my teeth again. Yay.
Well, if somebody breaks into your house, make sure to throw all your fucking toothbrushes.
Yeah, it's like, and that's scary because that's like not something that you would think of.
Yeah.
But
they're fucking with your toothbrushes.
Toothbrushes are cheap, yeah. So, you know.
Yeah.
Just gotta make sure.
Oracle says that all that shit went down because Tom just fucking says whatever comes out of his mouth.
That's true, you do.
Yeah, it's kind of like channeling an evil spirit or something.
Yeah, you know,
it's like a Ouija board. Just fucking shit comes out.
It's like all kind of evil people.
Yeah.
Crowding around in there.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. You know what I mean? I didn't have that much to drink, really, last night. But, man, I fucking woke up early. My stomach was killing me. It's because I was all that lemonade, spiked lemonade.
Yeah.
The acid really got to me.
Yeah, he woke up, like, so many times last night. That wakes me up, too, because he's always, like, moaning and groaning.
I had to drink some damn Arm & Hammer baking soda with water.
And then you were over there, like, burping and stuff.
Burping it all up. Yeah.
Plus,
I thought I was maybe gonna throw up because of all the acid. You know what I mean? Throw up, and you throw up kind of like the alien from fucking the Xenomorph, you know, where it just eats through the deck.
It eats through the toilet.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, man. When you get older, your just stomach acid gets to you.
Well, it's like I've always kind of had like, you know, stomach problems, digestive issues and stuff ever since I was a kid. Yeah. But it's definitely gotten worse as I've gotten older. And it's like now I can't eat raw onions anymore. Even though I used to love them, like on burgers and stuff, can't eat that anymore. Otherwise, I will have like heartburn for 2 days. And it's getting to a point where I have to really be careful with like tomato sauce. Like if you have like spaghetti sauce or pizza sauce or anything like that, because that will like have me hating life.
It's got to be. I heard that there's something for that. There's like some stomach fauna that you can eat, like tablets that rejuvenate your stomach enzymes.
Yeah, I think there's some shit you can like.
Yeah,
there's pills you can take like before you eat.
Before
you know you're gonna eat something that's gonna cause the problems.
Yeah, if somebody knows what stops that. You know what I mean? I heard.
Yeah, Bee's Nest says orange juice gives me bad reflux. Yeah,
yeah.
Me too. Sometimes, not always, but.
I heard it's because when you're older, your defenses start killing off your own stomach fauna.
Yeah.
And therefore, you can't digest as well. So you got to constantly replenish it. Eat stuff that has bacteria in it, you know, like yogurts and stuff.
Yeah, you do some of that activity.
But evidently, there's like some really good shit you can buy in pill form. But I don't know the details. I just heard that.
Yeah.
It was like an advertisement.
Yeah.
It may not be true.
Which, they're just probably going to lie.
Like they're telling you. Like they're telling you that you can eat collagen and it'll make you younger. You can't eat collagen and it'll make you. That's bullshit.
Well, that's the thing. It's like a lot of things that
works.
Exactly. That's not how that works. But yeah, so, all right. So you want to talk about a movie?
Yeah.
We might not be on too long because I just ate some pizza, which was probably a bad idea. But yeah.
Speaking of
heartburn.
You can't get around it, man. Everything I cook fucking fucks you up. So I'm saying we got to get some more Tums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because I sit there and I'm just like, can't I just eat food like a normal person without feeling like crap afterward? That would be really nice if I could do that. But I've hardly ever been able to, though. So, as I mentioned last night, I was very excited that I had this idea. I was like, for the matinees this week, because I want to do, like, a whole Halloween week extravaganza, I said, for the matinees, we should do, like, all newer Halloween-adjacent movies. And to that end, I went through Tubi and Shudder and Netflix and everything like that, looking for some, you know, past 5 years, like, Halloween-themed type of movies. So that's what we're going to be talking about. So the first one we're going to be talking about is a little movie from 2016, and it's on Tubi, and it's called Lost Creek. Now, this is obviously, I believe the director's name is Colin Adams Toomey, and I think this is his first movie. I don't know if he's made another one since then. It's clearly low budget, but not in a way that it's like, doesn't look cheap. Actually, the cinematography is really nice and stuff like that. It kind of reminded me of, it's like, it's about this little boy named Peter, and he moves to, I don't think he moves to a whole new town, or he didn't move that far, I guess, because he still had a friend that was at another school or something like that. So I feel like he moves the next town over, like his mom has gotten divorced or some shit. And so the kid moves to town, and he goes down by this creek, and he meets this little girl who's about his age, and they're like become best friends and everything. But then it turns out that there is like all these rumors around town that there is a ghost and or a monster in this town that the kids end up having to fight.
Yeah, so it's already kind of setting up a situation like It or some kind of Stephen King type of material. You know, I'll just say off the bat, you know, I know you guys can expect me to shit on it quick, you know, if I don't like it. Actually, this one was pretty good.
It was pretty good. I actually kind of enjoyed it. It really got me like in the Halloween
It's a low budget movie. This is about the best you could do with the budget, like they're talking about. Although I must say, the end scene, how the monster's defeated, was a little bit anticlimactic, but it was kind of unique in a way.
Yeah.
But I think they were constrained, you know, from the budget, you know. They couldn't have a bunch of special effects.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not going to spoil it.
Yeah, no. I don't want to spoil too much about it, because this is, I feel like, if you're into, like, movies from... Because I don't know if this movie was set in the 80s, was it? I don't think it was. I don't remember anybody having a cell phone or anything, did they? I wasn't really, like, paying attention.
The cars weren't too out of date, though, from what I remember.
That's true.
They looked like 90s cars, 2000 cars.
Yeah, I couldn't really tell what year it was supposed to be. It doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
But, so this little kid, like, you know, moves to the town, and then it's... But it's a very... It reminded me a little bit of, like, it was kind of like a Steven Spielberg-y kind of vibe, Stranger Things,
Kubrick.
Slightly.
There was some Kubrickian shot composition in certain scenes.
Yeah, the cinematography was actually quite nice. Like I said, it was very Halloween-y, it's very orange, and it's very, sort of, like, really, like, you know, little pumpkins on the porches.
The strength of the movie was the acting. Most of the cast are kids, but the acting is pretty good. The main character's friend is a fucking riot.
I love that kid.
Dude's funny. It kind of felt like a Spielberg type comedy with a bunch of kids. You know how kids in Spielberg movies, you know, always say funny shit.
Yeah.
That's shit's going on through the whole movie.
Yeah.
So, kind of like from Close Encounters, the kids in Close Encounters, the kids in Poltergeist, they were kind of like that.
Yeah. Look at Pookie back there.
What you doing, Pook? You're going to chew on the power cables like a Minox?
No.
The Minox chewing on the power cables.
No.
Yeah, okay.
She's chewing. I try to give her a
stop
chicken.
Stop chewing on
give
the power
her a chicken
cable.
Stick.
Calling her fucking space bat. Minox.
I don't know why she's always chewing on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, one thing I was going to say, like, one movie that this reminded me of, I don't know if you guys remember it or not. The vibe of this reminded me a little bit of The Lady in White, which I think came out in 1988, in the sense that it's not like a horror type of movie. Like, it's kind of like subdued, but it's the same kind of vibe where it's kind of like a creepy, like, ghost story, and it's more like atmospheric, but it's not like super gory or anything like that. Like, kids could probably watch it. This seems like a good movie for, you know, kids that want like something that's kind of creepy, like little kids that want to watch something that's kind of creepy but is not like gory or horrifying or anything, because like all the main characters are kids, and it seems like real relatable. I was gonna say, interestingly, what the hell are you doing
now? She wants to chew on a lamp. Okay,
she just chews on everything. She's like a little goat.
Yeah.
But I was gonna say that the kid actors are actually like, the acting's a little amateurish, but not in a, not in an annoying way. They're actually kind of endearing. You know what I mean? If you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it doesn't matter that it's amateurish.
Yeah.
It still kind of fits the tone of the movie.
Yeah. Which, you know, yeah. I don't think there's not like a huge amount of like surprises in it. Because there's one character in particular that you're going to be like, that you're going to call it. Because yeah. I called it. Like,
yeah, an adult sees through
in
what's
the, in the
on.
First couple scenes.
An adult can watch the movie. You know what I mean? But an adult sees through a lot of plot devices. Although there were some twists I didn't see coming. But
yeah, I didn't really know how it was going to end. Yeah. I mean, just that one thing I kind of called. But right. Like, and if you see the movie, you'll
now,
know what I'm talking about.
This would be a good one for kids. I mean, shit, it's like, the tone is kind of like Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Nowhere near as...
It's not as scary.
Nowhere near as scary as Poltergeist. Like, it doesn't have the actual dead bodies in it and fucking shit coming through. It doesn't really have that. Because yeah. Poltergeist had actual dead bodies in it. You didn't know that. They snuck that shit by even the actors.
Well, yeah, that's because, you know, the actors would have been upset if you'd yeah. be like, hey, we're going to put some, like, rub some, like, dead bodies up against your face.
Yeah.
They'd be like, yeah, no, I quit. Yeah. But, yeah, so, like I said, this would make a good companion piece, and I'm glad some other people have seen Lady in White. This kind of reminded me of that, like, the vibe of it. So if you have little kids that want to watch something that's, like, Halloween-y and is, like, a horror movie but is not super, super scary, this does have, like, some creepy moments in it. Like, I particularly like the scenes where the main character, Peter, is, like, sleepwalking and somebody's, like, going down in his, you know, kitchen and, like, the fucking pantry door opens and it's, like, the scenes at the end with the monster... that looks pretty cool. Like, I like the look of that. But it's not anything that would, like, traumatize
yeah.
a little kid. You know what I mean?
Bee's Nest says all he has is Netflix.
Yeah.
Tell you something, Bee's Nest. For the extra $5 a month, man, just go ahead and get a fucking Shudder. I think Shudder's better than Netflix. But Netflix is good because it has some classic series like Star Trek. And they do come out with some good movies, you know. But... dollar for dollar, man, the way to go is Shudder. And what's Shudder running a month?
It's either, I can't remember if it's $4.75 or $5.99. It's
yeah,
one of those two
just
things.
Can't beat
but
that.
Like I said, I pay for it yearly.
Right, right. You pay for it all at once.
I paid, and I think it was $59 for a whole year.
Right.
And I just...
But you can do monthly.
You can, yeah.
I used
to. I
think it's like $8. I think it's a couple dollars more if you pay for it monthly, I think.
No, it's not.
It's the same?
I think it's $5.99.
Okay, all right.
But, well, the reason that I went to yearly was because I was doing it month to month, and they were like, hey, if you go to a yearly subscription, then you get, like, the free shirt, so I got that. But I was going to say that they have a new shirt coming out, Fright Rags is doing it, and it's yeah. really, really cool. I pre-ordered one, but it's not coming out until November, because I think it was only $20, like, and I really wanted it, so I decided to get that, because my other one is, like, getting kind of old and faded.
Yeah. Sophie's in the house. She said yeah. she didn't get any notifications. She just guessed the time.
Well, like I said, it's what ended up happening was we were, you know, we were supposed to go on at 3 like normal. And then Tom didn't realize what time it was. So he was like making a pizza. And I'm like, we're not going to have time to like cook the pizza and eat it like before 3 o'clock. But then like by the time we ate it and stuff, it was only a few minutes after 3. So I was like, okay, well, we'll just go on. Even though I had announced that it would be like 3:30 yeah. or 4. Because it didn't take as long to eat it as I guessed it would.
Yeah, fucking everybody's backing me up what I said about Shudder. Meg was in there and fucking Hernandez, and they're saying, yeah, for the money, that's the way to go. And when you think about it, $4.99, that's what we spend on a single B-movie rental over Xbox is $4.99.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I drop that a couple times a month just to do the reviews. So for the price of one B-movie rental, you can see everything that's on Shudder. And it's just all horror and sci-fi. Actually, is there sci-fi? There's sci-fi horror on it.
Yeah.
But there isn't just pure sci-fi on it.
I mean, there's kind of like, they do horror, sci-fi, thrillers, that yeah. type of stuff. I mean, it is pretty horror-centric.
Yeah. And they do have Shudder exclusives. They got a lot of new shit. But they also have a lot of the old classics. And they're like in Blu-ray quality. They look good.
I like that
remastered.
They just added a whole bunch of the Roger Corman, Edgar Allan Poe adaptations, which is really yeah. exciting because
the Hammer films is just titty yeah. fest like fucking crazy. Fucking yeah, that was England, man. Back in the '60s, they're gonna put hot '60s and '70s. They're gonna put hot girls in there. From all over Europe, Germans and Italian girls. You know what I mean? Fucking just all in fucking just cleavage. Downblouse the movie.
That's what I told you. That's what Twins of Evil was. Downblouse the movie.
And then, like, all the classics, you know what I mean? Well, what else is on there, Jenny? Fucking everything.
Yeah, much. It's like there's a whole bunch of classics. There's a whole bunch of, like, new stuff. If any movie gets, like, any kind of play at any kind of festival recently, they'll generally get their hands on it. And they have, like, a bunch of really cool, like, weird, like, cult classics and stuff, too. Because they actually have, like, a bunch of people, and some of them are kind of famous. They're, like, filmmakers and stuff.
All the old zombie movies, all the Italian zombie movies.
Yeah, they got a bunch of Lucio Fulci on there. They got some Dario Argento. They got some other Giallo movies on there, too. Like, stuff, like, switches out.
Yeah.
But, like I said, between Shudder and Tubi, which is free, you can see most of anything, like, that you want to see.
Yeah, Tubi's good because it has everything on there, including the junk.
Yeah, you have to know what you're looking for on there, like I said.
It's free. Tubi's free. If the thing with fucking Shudder, though, is that it's curated.
Yeah.
If it's on Shudder, then it's worth watching.
Then it's usually worth watching. Yeah, they don't put anything,
they're
like...
They don't put in there, it's bullshit.
Right? They don't put anything crappy on there. I mean, like I said, you know, it's going to be a thing where some people aren't going to like certain movies. I get that, because they do kind of put some arty stuff on there. They have some foreign ones that are kind of like, you know...
Mandy's on there.
Yeah, shit like that.
Color Out of Space is on there.
Yeah, they just put Color Out of Space on there the other day.
Yeah.
But they don't put anything... Like I said, Tubi's good, but you have to know what you're looking for, because Tubi has like 40 bajillion horror and sci-fi movies. And a lot of them are just kind of like, you know, Asylum level or sub-Asylum level. So it's like you really got to watch because you don't know what you're getting.
Yeah.
But like I said, if you know what you're looking for, because this movie, Lost Creek, is... I found it on Tubi as well. And this was actually a good flick. Yeah. It's low budget, but it doesn't look like... cheap. It doesn't look like a cheap, low-budget movie, and it looked like it was really well put together, and, you know, they actually put some thought into it and into the script and everything like that, and it had, like, really likable characters, a really cool, like, Halloween-y type of atmosphere. It's like, you know, it's a perfectly great fucking movie.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say something else.
No. No, there's nothing more I can say about it, I don't think.
Yeah.
It is what it is. It's a low-budget movie. It's pretty well executed. It's for all audiences, but without being corny. You know, sometimes some of the movie for all audiences can get kind of corny. It's not like that. It's got a decent tone, kind of Spielbergian type of tone.
Yeah, and like I said, if you have, you know, little kids or like, you know, maybe preteens that are looking for some, I don't know about preteens, but maybe like little kids.
It'll still trip them out, but it won't scare them.
Yeah, it won't like traumatize them or anything, because it's still like kind of creepy and it's, you know, stuff like that, but it's not like terrifying or gory, and I don't even think there's like... a lot of swearing in it or anything.
No, I don't think there was any.
Not that I remember.
Yeah.
But it just had a really nice atmosphere. It just put me in like a Halloween-y type of mood, which is what I wanted out of all this. And this is why I decided to do this for the matinee this week. So we actually have, I have three more planned. We've already watched one of them. I'm not going to say what it is. And then we have a couple more that we got to watch.
Sophie says she's on Team Amazon Prime. She says she can get pretty much everything off of Amazon
Prime. That's what I've heard. I should probably look into getting that as well. I mean, you know, between, like I said, between Netflix, Shudder, Tubi, we can usually get what we want to get. I mean, and then every now and then, like, we can just, like, do a one-off rental on Xbox, like, on the Microsoft Store or whatever. I don't think we've had too much trouble finding stuff. Every now and then, if I want to see something that's, like, kind of weird or, like, hard to get a hold of, then you might have to, like, have other problems, but...
I'm going to get behind Shudder. I think I could actually give up pretty much all of our streaming services except Shudder if it wasn't for the fucking good series that sometimes appear on fucking Netflix. I like the fact that all the old Star Trek is on Netflix.
Yeah, we've been rewatching all of those.
I'll watch Star Trek, yeah.
Like, cause it, well, they're very comforting because we've seen them a few times, but it's like,
and I like Star Trek Enterprise with Archer and shit. A lot of people didn't like that series. I love that series.
Yeah.
A lot of the next generation people are like, oh man, that's the worst one that destroyed the... Actually, no, man. I mean, season one was kind of rough, but about halfway through season two, it started to get really good because it took a while for them to kind of get a direction, you know?
Yeah.
And they had two of the best mirror episodes ever. All the Star Trek. And it mirrored Darkly 1 and 2. That shit was fucking really good. But I liked it.
Yeah.
You know, T'Pol and fucking, you know, fucking Archer.
I like, honestly, that...
And you had Jeffrey Combs playing General Shran.
Yeah, that's
Commander
right.
Commander Shran.
That's right.
Yeah.
He was talking about that on that interview we were watching the other day.
He plays an Andorian fucking commander. It's pretty good.
I feel like he was getting drunker and drunker on that interview.
He was getting
like,
drunk.
It was like really.
We got to have Jeffrey Combs on. Jeff Combs. He drinks on the show and starts getting sentimental. Doesn't want the show to end.
That was so cute.
He didn't want the show to end. He wanted to sit there.
He's like, no, I want to stay.
Yeah.
It was like so fucking funny. He's adorable. Yeah. I love fucking Jeffrey Combs.
Well, I think he is not into social media. He didn't know, I don't think, really what to expect from a YouTube show. And, you know, back in the old school days, you know, everything was a crunch for time, what fucking time slot you were on television. And they were just real superficial. And a guy like Jeffrey Combs never really got any attention in the mainstream media.
Yeah, he's very much more of a cult figure.
He's just too of a cult figure. So that's perfect for fucking YouTube.
Yeah, because you can just waffle on as long as you
want.
Waffle
on for hours and hours and hours.
Like we do.
And the dudes that were interviewing him had relics from the movies. Like one dude had the resonator, the real resonator. He got it from Europe after, you know, shipped in from Europe. And Combs was fucking amazed that the dude who was talking to him over YouTube had the fucking resonator.
Yeah, the actual one from the movie.
Yeah, the actual one from the movie in his living room.
I can't remember that guy's name, but I've seen him on other like horror documentaries because he's like one of the big like horror collectors.
Yeah.
And he's got like all kind of cool
shit. Combs was tripping that this dude was spending fucking thousands and thousands of dollars to collect Jeffrey Combs memorabilia.
I mean, you gotta think that's like kind of touching.
Shit from the fucking shit from the shows and that, you know. And he went on about The Frighteners, which is, like I said, man, fucking, he did, what was his name, Agent Danvers, I think is what his name was. I thought that was a fucking great role, and I liked that movie. The tone of that movie was fucking fantastic. And there's two edits. I saw the theatrical edit in theater, I liked it. But on the Blu-ray, they have the director's cut. It has a lot more in it.
Yeah.
It's longer. Yeah, it's better. I like the director's cut.
I feel like that's like a movie Peter Jackson made that they don't like, that kind of doesn't get a lot of love, you know?
The timing was weird.
Strange movie, but it's, you know what I mean? Just tonally, it's a strange movie. I can see why people were kind of like, meh, but it's like, you know.
It was like Back to the Future, but kind of a horror movie in a way.
Yeah.
A dark horror movie. It was like a dark comedy. It had comedy in it too. And it was kind of like, what's his name? McFly gone bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Marty McFly, but he's kind of gone bad.
Yeah.
Shit happened to him. And he fucking could now see ghosts and stuff. And I just thought that was a great movie. But I remember when it came out, I saw it just by pure chance. I was coming home from work and saw that on a billboard as I was driving a car. And I said, I want to see a movie. And I just, it said Frighteners, and it said Michael J. Fox. I haven't seen a Michael J. Fox movie in a while, and I just saw it just by pure chance. I didn't even know Jeffrey Combs was going to be in it. And I was like the only person in the theater watching.
Yeah.
And, well, you know, the theater was kind of dead, I guess, at that time. But people were kind of sick. They were spoiled in those days for high-quality movies. And with good writing, that shit was, there was a lot of that then. So in some ways, it was kind of samey for its time, I think. People just, you know, I mentioned it to some people. Oh, you see Frighteners in there, like, eh. They're like that, you know. Eh.
Yeah, get it's out of here shit.
It's all
with
that same
you.
Shit, yeah. They were, like, sick of it. They were, like, sick of movies. You know?
I was sick of movies.
They were sick of movies. it's that same old shit. Well, hey, they didn't go see it.
That's true.
You know? But, you know, it's classic.
I feel like it got, like, a cult following afterward, though.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
But, yeah, so, like I said, this movie, it's on Tubi for free if you want to go watch it. I kind of want to, like I said, I like to kind of get behind indie filmmakers that do this kind of shit because, and I feel like nobody, I don't think I saw any other review of this on YouTube, so we might be the only one. Yeah. I saw some, like, some written reviews, like, from different festivals and stuff, like, back from when it came out, but I didn't see any, like, video reviews, so I guess this will be, like, the first one. But yeah, like I said, good double feature with The Lady in White if you're into that, in that kind of vibe. But it really did, like, put me in a Halloween type of mood, which I'm very excited about.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're going to be talking about another newer Halloween movie tomorrow that is kind of a little bit of a different vibe than this one. I'm not gonna say what it is.
I'm actually more jacked for fucking Christmas Chronicles 2.
Well, everybody's jacked
I wanna
for
see,
that.
Yeah, I want to see Christmas Chronicles 2.
Well, we might do this. You know what? We might do the same shit. Like maybe the month of December, we can just like try to do Christmas movies. Yeah. We can find that many good Christmas movies. I don't really know, but
Christmas Chronicles 1, man, has become a fucking modern fucking Christmas classic. Evidently people are watching that like every Christmas now.
I can see that, like I said. I think it should go into the yearly rotation.
Yeah.
Because it's fun.
Putting it on for the kids every fucking day, every week for Christmas.
Yeah, you know? It's a fun movie. Like I said, it's just kind of like every Christmas I always watch like the MST3K Christmas episodes because that's just something I do.
I heard
that, and I feel like they should add this to the rotation also.
I heard that Christmas Chronicles is like one of their big main heavy hitters on fucking Netflix.
A lot of people saw it,
but I haven't seen the data, but evidently it was fucking amazingly popular. And fucking Christmas Chronicle 2, man, coming out. With Goldie's in it. Mrs. Krussel.
I hope she has, like, a bigger part this time around.
Yeah.
It looks like she's going looks to. Looks like. Because she was only in it. She only had, like, a cameo last time. And I felt like, I was like, oh, that would be so cute if she was, like, in the movie, like, the whole thing. Sophie said she just watched TV Halloween last night. She said, I thought it was kind of cute and heartwarming.
TV Halloween.
Hubie
Halloween.
The one with Adam Sandler?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't even remember.
No, I thought you said TV.
No, Hubie.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. It was alright.
Yeah, good. I had a good time. It was amusing.
Adam Sandler being silly. I still say fucking Uncut Gems is a much better fucking Adam Sandler movie.
Well, like I said, he can act when he wants to, and he's been in other movies like that where he's like a serious actor, and he's actually a really good actor.
Uncut Gems is Adam Sandler's Goodfellas, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. That movie, like, gave me anxiety through the whole thing. Yeah. Which it was kind of supposed to. It did what it was supposed
Him
to.
Him fucking over your money.
Yeah.
And you worrying about the money.
But it just...
He doesn't even give a shit.
It was like, I was so stressed out the whole time I was watching that movie.
What kind of crazy shit is he doing with other people's money?
Yeah. It stressed me out so much that movie did. But yeah, all right. So we'll be back again tomorrow at probably around 3 p.m. talking about another newer Halloween movie. But in the meantime, check out this one. It's on Tubi for free. Like I said, it's called Lost Creek. And we'll talk to you guys again tomorrow. Bye.